It's become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It's Hastings College in Concordia here tonight in men's basketball. Hastings 9-10 in the season, 3-6 in the conference. The Broncos are averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. That is fifth in the conference this week. Their problems have been on defense. Hastings giving up 74.5 points per ball game on defense. That is ninth out of the 11 teams in the GPAC. Hastings offensively with some of the best numbers around in the conference this week. 49% from the field is their field goal percentage. That is number two. They're also number two in the conference in three-point shooting at 40%. They are number one from the free throw line at 76%. But again, defensively, Hastings dead last in field goal percentage on defense, giving up 45% on the defensive side. They are number six in three-point shooting on the defensive side at 35%. Broncos fifth in rebounding margin as they grab 31 rebounds per game, giving up 29 on the other end. Turnover-wise, Hastings dead last in turnover margin. Broncos are turning the ball over 15 times per ballgame. They're forcing 11 on the other end. Concordia record of 8 wins and 8 losses on the season, 3-6 in the conference. The Bulldogs are fourth in the GPAC this week in offensive production at 75.1. That's their exact same average that they have on the defensive side, which is 10th out of the 11 teams in defensive scoring average. Concordia is hitting 45% of their field goal tries so far this year. That is 5th in the conference. They are 37% from three-point territory, which is 4th in the conference, and 71% from the free throw line, which is also 4th in the conference. They're having problems on defense as well, as Concordia giving up 45% shooting on the defensive side of the ball, which is 10th in the conference, and also 10th in three-point defensive average at 36%. Concordia gets out rebounded by their opponents, 34-35, and the Bulldogs with 13 turnovers per ball game, they force 11 on the opposite end. The leading scorer for Concordia is Porter Bertel. He's going to be a load inside tonight for the Broncos to handle. Bertel is averaging 18.7 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. He's a 6'6" junior out of Madison, Nebraska. They also have some good three-point shooters. In fact, Concordia is number one in the conference in 3 points made. And the main man as far as shooting the tray is Joel Haywood. He is averaging 10.4 points per ball game. He is second in the conference in three-point percentage. So Haywood will be a force two from the outside, a 6'3" freshman out of Lakewood, Colorado. So we're set to go. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game up next, and your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Concordia here tonight, Tyler Byrd will get a start. Byrd is a 6 foot senior out of Bennington, Nebraska. Byrd is averaging 7.7 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. You've got Joel Haywood in there, a 6'3" freshman out of Lakewood, Colorado. Haywood is averaging 10.4 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Barrett Braun is a 6'4" and senior from Lakeside, California. Braun is averaging 7.4 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Bo Smith is a 6-foot junior, 6'4" junior from McKinney, Texas. Smith is averaging 12.6 points and 6.4 rebounds per game. And then Porter Bertel is a 6'6" junior out of Madison. Bertel is averaging 18.7 points and 8.3 rebounds per ball game. The Cordia are going to be dressed in their blue uniforms tonight. The road uniforms, blue, trimmed and lettered in the white as they play Hastings College here tonight. The Broncos under head coach Lance Creech. Hastings will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Nate Olson, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Olson is averaging 2 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Brent Wells, a 6-foot-4 and sophomore out of St. Paul. Wells is averaging 7.3 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Randy Lohman is a 6-foot-2 and sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Lohman is averaging 11.4 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6-foot-5 and sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald is the fourth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 17.3 points per ball game and 6.1 rebounds per game. Then the other starter for Hastings will be Jake Marvin, a 6-foot-8 freshman out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 15 points and 4.6 rebounds per ball game. Hastings coached by Lance Creech, Grant Schmidt, the veteran head coach of the Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. Their starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 3 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Well, good crowd on hand here for this Concordia and Hastings doubleheader here tonight. A couple of games from the old NIAC Conference going at it. Most of these games are usually low scoring and very competitive ball games when these two teams get together. We'll find out what happens tonight. Although both of these teams this year have a higher offensive scoring average and a higher defensive scoring average too. So we'll see what happens as Hastings gets set to go with Concordia here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left and the Broncos control the opening tip. So Hastings comes into the forecourt. Wolman has got it now to a Tobin Reinwald. There's going to be a man-to-man defense for Concordia to start things off. Hastings goes right to work with Marvin inside. Marvin in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Hastings feeds Jake Marvin right off the bat, and Jake gets a little short jumper in the lane, and the Broncos are out on top with a score of 2-0. Here comes Concordia back the other way. This is going to be Joel Haywood with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Back out to a Porter Bertel. Playing beyond the three-point circle over here on the wing to Haywood. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there by Bird. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman of Hastings. Randy Lohman runs in the back the other way. A bounce pass down low. A shot up there by Wells. No good. A foul called. Barrett Braun goes up for the block there for Concordia and came down hard. He's a little slow in getting up. Brent Wells will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Barrett Braun picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul of the Bulldogs. It'll be Brent Wells in the free throw line. Hastings, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They did not get to the free throw line in the first half of the ball game on Saturday against Mount Marty. And they get to the line here just 40 seconds in the first half here. Wells misses the free throw, though. It's still a 2-0 ball game. Hastings with the lead as Wells will toe the mark one more time. His shot is up there. That one is good. In the last two games, the Hastings opponents have shot 60 free throws. Hastings College has only shot 30. Hastings gets to the line here in the first 40 seconds of this ballgame. 3-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. And dribbling with the ball out here is going to be Joel Haywood. He comes to the top of the key to Braun, dribbles it down the right side of the lane, takes it all the way down to the baseline. Braun gets rid of it now. That's a Porter Bertel. He was the GPAC Offensive Player of the Week a week ago. He throws up a three-pointer here. Shot rims out of there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson comes to Reinwald, down to Nate again, over on the right side of the wing. That's Lohman, entry pass, they get it to Marvin, spins toward the baseline, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good, the ball tapped out, and it's picked up here by Concordia. Bulldogs have got it, that's a Joel Haywood running back the other way for the Bulldogs. Dribbles to the elbow, gives it up now to Tyler Bird, comes across the top to Bo Smith, drives it down the right side of the lane, his shot is up there and in. Bo Smith scores there for Concordia, it's 3-2 now. Broncos have a one-point lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Brady Lohman. Comes across the top. That's Wells. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Lohman over here. Free throw line extended left side. Two-handed pass comes out to Wells. They get it inside to Marvin. He backs up again in the lane, puts up a little shot. It's going to be short. Doesn't draw iron. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Concordia, and Hastings will play things in. So the Broncos attacking the basket there with Jake Marvin. Jake got the first shot to go down. He misses on that one, and now Hastings will play things in. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Nate Olson will play things in to the near side. That's Reinwald with the ball. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Reinwald will flip it away to a Nate. Brings it out in the three-point territory. Brings it back to Reinwald. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Olson. Olson in the lane goes up. He dumps it down low. That's Wells. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Porter Bertel of the Concordia Bulldogs. Runs it to the far sideline. Now to Haywood. Haywood attacking out here. Goes to the far side there. Handing the ball away. That's going to be Barrett Brown with the ball. Brown out to Bird at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Bertel. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Marvin going to be whistled for the personal foul for Hastings. Porter Bertel gets the field goal to go down for the Bulldogs. That's his first goal of the ball game. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 17-33 to play here in the first half. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Concordia has got the lead. Porter Bertel's free throw is up there is good. It's a three-point play. He is averaging 18.7 points per ball game so far this season. He knocks one down there. It's now a 5-3 ball game. Concordia's got the lead. Wells out to a Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the right side. They reverse the ball and get it to Lohman out here at the top of the key. Lohman drives it down the left side of the lane, tries to put a man in the air. Now fires up a shot. It's coming no good. Tip try by Marvin, no good. Follow shot by Marvin, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Out to Tobin for three. Shot up there. That one is no good. Ball is loose in the lane. It's picked up by Porter Bertel. Hastings getting three shots of the hole there and could not convert. Here comes Haywood back now for the Concordia Bulldogs back into the offensive zone. Works over here against Lohman of Hastings. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane. That's Bertel out on top now. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. Barrett Brown knocking down a three-pointer. And Concordia is out to an 8-3 lead over Hastings College here in this one. Nate Olson has got the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Out on top to Wells. Wings it right side to Lohman. Lohman. Now comes out between the circles again. That's going to be Olson with the ball. Now to Reinwald as he drives for the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Porter Bertel with the ball. Hands it away to Haywood. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it over here to Bird. His shot for three, good. The best three-point shooting team in the conference have flexing their muscles early in this one. The Concordia Bulldogs out to an 11-3 lead over Hastings College. We've got a break 16-19 to play in the first half. Concordia 11, Hastings 3.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Concordia comes out and hits a couple of three-pointers in the first 3.5 minutes in the ball game, and the Dogs are out to an 11-3 lead over Hastings College tonight in men's college basketball. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics and nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 16-19 to play. Here in the first half, it's an 11-3 ball game. Concordia out early in the Broncos. Hastings getting a free throw from Brent Wells and a field goal from Jake Marvin on their first possession. But Concordia has come back with a three from Tyler Bird, a three from Barrett Braun, a two-pointer by Bo Smith, and a three-point play by Porter Bertel. And the Bulldogs have an 11-3 lead over Hastings. Lohman down to Marvin right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Gets it out here to Tobin Reinwald over to Wells. Now to Tobin. Comes across the top to Lohman. Down near sideline as he gets it to Olson. Nate dribbles with the ball. Comes out to a Lohman. Top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Ready to Lohman taking the ball right to the hole there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. It's 11-5 now. The Broncos down by 6. 15:48 to play here in the first half. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Haywood. He drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. Gets it out here to Bertel. Now they reverse the ball to Braun, top of the key. Down the right side of the lane, and the pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bo Smith, who posted up right side of the lane. They threw it wide of the target there. And the Bulldogs turn it over for the first time here tonight. So Hastings comes back, trailing the ball game by a score of 11-5. Nate Olson to the near sideline, now to Lohman. Comes out to Reinwald. Tobin dribbling with the ball. Now reverses it. Comes over here to Wells. Down in the corner to Lohman. Fakes the three. Heads inside. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Porter Bertel of Concordia. Gives it away now to Haywood as he runs it back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Back into the offensive zone. Haywood moves it on the wing here on the right side. Hands it away to Tyler Bird. Down in the corner again. That's going to be Haywood with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. His shot is up there and in. Joel Haywood scoring there. And it's now a 13-5 ball game in favor of Concordia. The Broncos work the ball inside. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Wells out of bounds. Wells had trouble with the pass, and he lost it out of bounds. That's the first turnover on Hastings. Here comes Alex Thayer into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Olson. Wells is also going to check out there. Chuck Ferguson is going to come in. Marvin is going to check out. And here comes Trevor Haldmeyer, the Hastings high product, into the ball game now for the Broncos. 14:57 to play here in the first half. It's 13-5. Concordia's got the lead. Joel Haywood down the left sideline. Double team. Gets it out here to Bird. Bird now to a Bo Smith. Moves to his right. Fires up a 15-footer and misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman to the near sideline. Down to a Tobin Reinwald. He drives the ball to the basket. Goes down to Ferguson on the baseline. Back outside to Thayer. Shot for three. Good. Alex Thayer came off of the bench the other day in the ball game against Mount Marty and scored 10 points late in the ball game against the Lancers. And Alex Thayer hits his first shot here, the freshman out of Superior, Nebraska. 13-8 is the score. Haywood down to the baseline. The ball tipped away from Barrett Braun. The ball is picked up here by Ferguson. Ferguson to Lohman. His shot is up there and in. Ferguson gets the assist. Lohman gets the field goal. So Thayer hits a three-pointer. And Ferguson gets an assist on that when they come right off of the bench and contribute immediately to the Broncos' offense. Here's a long-range jumper for three. Good. Barrett Braun nails his second three-pointer of the ball game from the top of the key. 16-10 now. Concordia with a six-point lead. Here's a Ferguson with the ball. Dribbles inside. A pass to the near sideline is going to be tipped out of bounds. The ball is going to be tipped out of bounds here. Hastings will play things in. At the 13:51 mark, coming into the ball game is going to be Charles Dunbar now. Charles Dunbar into the ball game for Concordia. Dunbar is a 5'11" junior from St. Louis, Missouri. He's averaging 4.5 points and 1 rebound per ball game. Here's Ferguson right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it over to Woolman. Now to Ferguson. Entry pass to get it inside to Reinwald. His shot off of the window is good. Tobin Reinwald scores. And the Broncos right back into this ball game. It's 16-12. 13:33 to play. Charles Dunbar has got the ball now for Concordia. Works against Alex Thayer out top. Dunbar moves it on the wing on the left side. Now reverses the ball. Comes to Bird. Bird picked up by Woolman of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Bird, bounce pass goes inside as Porter Bertel. He's double-teamed. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. Barrett Braun down to a Dunbar. Dunbar being hawked out here by Ferguson. Sends it inside to Porter Bertel. His shot is off of the mark. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. Bacon comes in. Lohman checks out. 13:08 to play here in this first half. Hastings trailing Concordia by the score of 16-12. Here's Tobin Reinwald to the wing. To Bacon. Gets it back down to Tobin. Turnaround jumper from the low block. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Dunbar. Charles Dunbar has got the ball for Concordia. Running back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Dunbar brings it into the offensive zone. Down the lane he goes. Contact made. Throws up a shot. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Bertel. The ball knocked out of his hands from behind. And a foul called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number two on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation as Porter Bertel will go back to the free throw line here for the Dogs, a 6'6" junior out of Madison, Nebraska. He's got 3 points so far in this ball game, and his free throw is up there. It's around the rim and falls off no good. Bounces off of the back iron. So Bertel will get one more. Bronco basketball tonight. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Good crowd on hand, but a quiet one here tonight so far. Here comes the next shot from Porter Bertel. It's up there and in. So he hits one out of two from the line. That gives Concordia a 17-12 advantage over Hastings College. Here's Alex Thayer. Hustles into the forecourt. Out on top now to Trevor Haldmeyer. Spins in the free throw line. Gives it to Thayer. Out of Bacon. Ferguson over on the wing on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Ferguson, not a Thayer. Drives it to the elbow, left side, throws up a shot, going to be short. Rebound loose, Thayer picks it up here on the near sideline. Alex comes back out on top. That's Bacon with the ball, traveling violation. Traveling violation called on Dane Bacon. So it's going to be Concordia ball here in backcourt with 12:19 to play. Adam Vogt comes into the ball game now for Concordia. Vogt is a 5'9" sophomore out of Syracuse. He's averaging 6.9 points and about one rebound per game. He is 10th in the conference in three-point percentage, as these guys really like to throw up to three, and we've seen that so far here in this ball game. Going for the basket there and scoring is going to be Bo Smith. He finds a seam of the Bronco defense and takes it right to the hole and drops it down there. It's now a 19-12 ball game, and now Lance wants to call a quick timeout. 12 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Concordia 19, Hastings 12.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference for the guys tonight. Briar Cliff is playing at Midland, basically the same as the women's head. Morning side at Mount Marty. Doan is playing Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern at Dakota Wesleyan, Dakota State at Dort, and Concordia here against Hastings. There's a long-range jumper by Ferguson. It's going to be no good. Ferguson gets his own rebound, dribbles down on the baseline, now gives the ball away to Trevor Hallmeyer. He shines up there and in. Hallmeyer scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. It's now a 19-14 ball game. The Dogs down on top of the Broncos by five as a Dunbar brings the ball back down for Concordia over on the wing on the left side to Bo Smith. Smith now to Braun, brings it back to Dunbar. A pass underneath the basket. A shot is up there by Bo Smith. It's going to be no good, but we've got a foul called here as they work it right down underneath the basket. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his second personal foul. Second foul in Ferguson going to the free throw line will be Bo Smith. He's had a couple of field goals and 4 points so far in this ball game. He's a 77% foul shooter in the season. 19-14 the score. Hastings trailing. Here's a shot from the line. It's up and in by Bo Smith. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Marvin. Here comes Lohman back in. Altmaier comes to the bench and Ferguson comes out of there. The score is now a 20-14 ball game. Concordia's got the lead. Bo Smith to the free throw line here for his second of two shots. As Smith will put her up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Bo Smith nails a pair of free throws, and Concordia now with a 7-point lead is 21-14. 11:27 to play here in the first half. Here's Ryan Wall with the ball for Hastings. Over to Bacon. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles at the top of the key. Now loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here. Picked up here by Haywood, who's back into the ball game. Haywood gets the ball now to Vogt. Back to Haywood here on the near side. Swings it left side to Braun. Three-pointer put up there. That one is missed. No good. Bertel grabs the rebound. Porter Bertel to the near sideline to Haywood. He thought about the three. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Resets the offense. There's a feed to Braun on the wing. Now to Vogt, top of the key. Swings it right side. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Smith. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Dane Bacon of Hastings. Dane brings it to the near sideline. It's Ryan Wald. He stops at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to Jake Marvin. He backs up. Nice pass behind him as he goes to Tobin Reinwald, and he lays it in. Marvin gets the assist there. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. Nice play there by Jake Marvin on the pass. 21-16 the score should be. 21-16, Hastings down by five, and now Concordia turns the ball away. Adam Vogt unable to hang on to the ball on the far sideline, turns the ball over. That's the third turnover on Concordia here in this first half of play. Now the Broncos have a chance to slice into this lead, 21-16 the score, approaching the halfway point of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lohman has got the ball to the wing, to Tobin Reinwald, out to Lohman, now to Nate Olson. Nate works against Vogt. Now brings it back to Tobin Reinwald on the wing to Olson. His alley-oop is going to be no good as they get trying to get the ball back door to a Tobin Reinwald. And the ball is brought down here by Haywood of Concordia. There's Vogt. His three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Marvin now to Olson. Down the near side to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald comes up to the top of the three-point circle. Out of Olson. Right side to Bacon, inside to Marvin. Bounces off of Mann, throws up a shot, it's good, and he's fouled. Jake Marvin gets the field goal to go down there for Hastings, and he is fouled in the play. So Hastings back to within 3 points. Now it's 21-18. That's going to go on Porter Bertel. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs, and Jake Marvin goes to the free throw line down for Hastings. First charity toss of the night. He's a 77% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there. It rings the gong. It is good. So Hastings has battled back now. 21-19 is the score. Hastings trailed by as many as 8 points early in this ball game, but they battled right back here. Here's a Joel Haywood with the ball just across the 10-second line, picked up now by Woolman of Hastings. The votes bounce past the left side of the lane. He's getting it to Bertel. He's double-teamed. Kicks it back out here to Smith. Down in the corner right side, a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Haywood, and a foul call on the rebound. Personal foul call on the rebound over here. It's going to go on Concordia, and it's going to go on Bertel. That's going to be his second. So Porter Bertel picks up his second personal foul. Now Hastings will send in Dylan Flynn into the ball game, and coming out will be Marvin. So Flynn comes into the ball game now for Hastings. As a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln, Flynn averaging 8.7 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Hastings can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Nate Olson works the ball inside to Ryan Wald. He spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked out of his hands, right into the hands of Olson, though. Now to Dylan Flynn. His shot no good. Flynn gets the rebound. We got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called on Concordia in there. It's going to go on Haywood. That's going to be his first. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket here, trailing by two, 21-19, with 9:12 to play. Olson will play things in, does so. That's Flynn deep in the corner. Flynn dribbles once, two-handed pass, comes way out on top now to a Reinwald. Over on the wing, that's Olson. Now to Tobin again, left side on the wing, that's Woolman. Woolman brings it back here to Wells, open for three, takes the shot, misses badly. Rebound comes down to a Bo Smith. Bo Smith of Concordia. They get her back the other way. This is going to be Haywood with the ball. Haywood gives it away now to Vogt down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up there, no good by Haywood. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Olson. Long pass down the floor is too far. It's out of bounds. Trying to get it to Reinwald, and they threw it too far. Fourth turnover on Hastings. End of the ball game now for Hastings, Drew Danielson. Tell you what, both Danielson and Alex Thayer playing additional minutes here tonight because of their performance the other day against Mount Marty. Drew Danielson came into the ball game late against the Lancers and scored 8 points. Between Alex Thayer's 10 points, Drew Danielson's 8 points, and Charles Ferguson's 8 points, the Broncos got a little spark offensively off of the bench on Saturday in their 62-49 win over Mount Marty. So those guys are playing here early, looking for the same sort of a performance here against the Concordia Bulldogs. 21-19 is the score. Hastings trailing by two. They feed it inside. That's going to be Bo Barrett Brown with the ball. Shot is put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Danielson. Danielson for Hastings. Now to Olson. Back to Drew for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. That's Bo Smith with the ball. Smith runs her back the other way to Haywood. Haywood moves it over here to a Barrett Brown. He gets away. Brown moves it down to the baseline. He stops right there. Good defense by Danielson. Comes out to Tyler Byrd, is back in the ball game now. 7:50 to play here in the first half. It's 21-19. Concordia with the lead. Concordia working with the ball here. Bo Smith in the lane. They dump her down there. A shot's going to be taken by Houchin. No good. Tip try, no good. Ball is still loose. And finally, we got a whistle here and a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Brent Houchin. He was battling in there for Concordia. Houchin, a 6'7" junior from Gruning, Nebraska, picks up the personal foul for the Dogs. That's going to be his first as team foul number five. And now Hastings with still another chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal, 21-19. Here's Loman right at the top of the arc. He'll take the three, and it misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Tyler Byrd for Concordia. Byrd runs it down the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Byrd gets the ball on the wing down the left side to Haywood. He drives the ball to the basket. Offensive foul is called. Haywood driving the ball to the basket there is hit with an offensive foul as he knocks over a Bronco down there. Haywood puts up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number six on Concordia. Coming back into the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald. Coming out will be Drew Danielson. 7 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. It's still a 21-19 ball game. We've been stuck in this score for a while. Neither team able to score.
Here's a Lohman, takes it down to the baseline. Lohman, bounce pass inside to Flynn, shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn scores. Lohman gets the assist. And now we're tied up at 21 points apiece with 7 minutes to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings has battled back from an early, 7-point deficit in this one. Here's a Concordia with the ball. That's a Barrett Braun. He comes way out on top. That's going to be Tyler Byrd, picked up by Olson of Hastings. Byrd goes over to Haywood. Down on the baseline now. Here's a shot taken by Braun. That's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman has got the ball back the other way for the Broncos. Back in the offensive scoring zone. The Reinwald down in the corner. Olson for three. Shot good. Nate Olson hits a three ball there. And now the head coach for Concordia, Grant Schmidt, he wants to call a timeout. Nate Olson bearing a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. And Hastings College has the lead here. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Concordia 21.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Men's ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Doan 16-13. They are early in that ball game, about 10 minutes to play in the first half. They go to Wesleyan out on top of Northwestern up in Mitchell. The score is the Tigers 24 and the Red Raiders 20. They're midway through the first half of play. We're at the 6:26 mark in this first half. Hastings with a lead over Concordia. The score 24-21. Broncos trying to get themselves back in the hunt for a possible run in the postseason tournament here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings just hovering around the 500 mark overall. They're 9-10, 3-6 in the conference. Coming off of a win the other day against Mount Marty, trying to build some momentum coming up here. Broncos have Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Sunday afternoon. And ball games next week. Wednesday and Saturday next week. So it's a 24-21 ball game here. Hastings with a three-point lead. Concordia's got the ball following the timeout from head coach Grant Schmidt. There's Byrd with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to Dunbar. Dunbar being hacked out here by Alex Thayer. Dunbar takes the ball in the hole. The shot is up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. That tip there by Zach Drawn, who's into the ball game now. Here's a long-range jumper by Reinwald for three. It's good. Tobin Reinwald scores on a three-ball there from the right side. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. And it's a 27-21 ball game now. Hastings has got a 6-point lead here in this one. There's a Concordia with the ball back the other way. Barrett Braun has got it in 3 points territory to Dunbar. His long-range jumper is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. So Hastings has the ball in a 6-point lead with 5.5 minutes to play. Here's a Wells with the ball. Now to Reinwald. He drives to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled in the play. A personal foul going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Barrett Braun. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald has got 7 points in the basketball game so far. A couple of 2-point field goals and a 3. This is his first free throw tonight. It's up there and in. Reinwald, a 79% foul shooter on the season. Tobin scored 14 points in the ball game against Mount Marty on Saturday. He'll have one more shot here. Hastings is out to a 7-point lead early in this one. The Broncos 21 and the Bulldogs, rather, Hastings 28 and Concordia 21. Reinwald will have one more. Shot is up there. That one hits the front iron, gets the back spin and down through the hole. So Reinwald hits two, and Hastings has their biggest lead now in the first half at 8 points at 29-21. Hastings has scored the last 10 points in the ballgame on a 10-0 run right now. Here's Concordia with the ball back out here. Tyler Byrd swings it left side. They leave it left side of the way now. That's a Brent Halgen with it as they come out to the top of the key to Bo Smith. Moves it behind the screen, throws up a 15-footer and hits it. Bo Smith hitting a jumper there from two-point range. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, 29-23. There's a pass by Lohman inside to Wells. Kicks it back out to Thayer. Down to Lohman on the wing. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Comes across the top now as they get it over to Thayer. On the far side to Marvin. Shot the three. Good. Jake Marvin hits the three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 32-23 lead here over Concordia as the Broncos apply some pressure in backcourt. Concordia breaks it easily. There's Bird for three. A shot no good. Rebound Marvin. So now the three-pointer's not going for Concordia. Hastings right there with the rebound. They're one and done. Here's Reinwald taking the ball down to the baseline, and a foul is called as Reinwald is knocked off balance there as he was going for the hole. And a foul here on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Dunbar. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 8 on Concordia. End of the ball game will be Chuck Ferguson for Hastings now. Coming out will be Wells. Haywood comes back in for Concordia. Here comes Porter Bertel in as well. Hastings College out on top of Concordia. The score is 32-23 with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Reinwald back to the free throw line here for the Broncos, and his shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings College now with a 10-point lead in this ball game, 33-23. Hastings on a 14-2 run now. Here's the second one. It's up there and in. Well, the shot's just not falling for Concordia, and Hastings taking advantage of that. 42-23 is the score. There's a Joel Haywood with the ball. Now to a Barrett Braun. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down to Porter Bertel. Now to Braun again. Back outside. That's going to be Bo Smith. And here's a pass down the right side of the lane. We're going to have a foul called. Porter Bertel got the field goal to go down, and a foul is going to be called here on the Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald picks up his first. And Porter Bertel goes to the free throw line. It's now 34-25 in favor of Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Bertel. He eyes the bucket, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the free throw, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Jake Marvin with the ball now for Hastings to Alex there. So we're down to 4 minutes to play. Hastings with a 9-point lead here in the first half. Roman now to Ferguson. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. His left-handed scoop shot is up there. It's good. Ferguson, nice shot there as he takes it into the hole. He's got 2 points. Hastings leading now by the score of 36-25. That's his biggest lead here in the first half. Here's a Joel Haywood with the ball. Here's backcourt against Reinwald, and now a 10-second violation is called. Tobin Reinwald on the attack back here in the defensive zone. They get a 10-second violation called on Concordia. A turnover on the Bulldogs. That's their fourth turnover this first half. Hastings will play things in. Thayer will come over here to the near sideline. As they get it over to Woolman. Now to Ferguson inside the free throw circle to Reinwald. Lobs it inside. That's Marvin. Marvin bounces off of a man. Goes up with a shot and scores. Jake Marvin, nice move in the lane there. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 5 advantage now with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Haywood has got the ball now for Concordia. Haywood starts off right, now goes left. Bird has got the ball on the wing. Down on the baseline, now they feed it inside. That's Bertel. His shot no good, but it was blocked down, and Marvin picks up the personal foul. Marvin picks up his second. And that's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation, I believe. Yep, Porter Bertel is going to the line here. He has got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Shot for the free throw line up and in by Bertel. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Adam Boat back into the ball game and Charles Dunbar. Head coach Grant Schmidt and the Concordia Bulldogs. Going to the free throw line for his second shot will be Porter Bertel as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It is good. Bertel hitting a pair. That makes the score 38-27 in favor of Hastings College. The Broncos will come back the other direction now. On the attack is going to be Alex Thayers. He races around Dunbar, brings it to the near sideline, now to Holbeyer. Out here in 3-point territory to Ferguson. Ferguson now to Woolman on the wing. Back out to Holbeyer, top of the key. Holbeyer takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane, gives it away to Alex Thayer. Down to Ferguson. 3-pointer is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Brent Halgen. He loses the ball to Holbeyer. His shot is up there, no good. And now the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia ball. Halgen had the rebound. Holbeyer stripped it from him. Never had a nice shot right side of the basket there, but he couldn't finish at the hole. It's knocked out of bounds. Concordia will play things in. That's going to be Bo Smith checking out of the. Nope, he's going to stay in there. It's just going to be Bird. Tyler Bird's going to inbound the ball back here for Concordia. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's a 38-27 ball game. Hastings out on top. There's Joel Haywood with the ball. Moves it to the near sideline to Bo Smith. Into the offensive zone. Comes out to Joel Haywood. Haywood now to Braun. Braun takes it down to the baseline to Haywood. He tries it. Now back outside to Bird. It's shot for three. Good. Tyler Bird scores there for Concordia. That's his second three of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 38-30. Hastings still leading by eight. Here's Hallmeyer. The Tobin Reinwald to Hallmeyer. Top of the key. Dribbles once. Gives it up now to Alex Thayer. Thayer over on the wing. Now to Ferguson. Back out to Thayer. Brings it out into 3 point territory out near the 10-second line. 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings working with the ball here against his man-to-man. Bounce pass to Reinwald underneath the hole. Gives it away to Hallmeyer. His shot as he drives the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bo Smith. Smith gives it away now to Haywood as he hustles into the forecourt. Joel Haywood dribbling with the ball out here against Lohman. Haywood, bounce pass over here on the right side to Braun. Bombs it inside to Bertel. His turnaround jumper off of the right block is good. Porter Bertel scores. He's now got 10 points here in the first half. And Concordia is back to within 6 points. It's 38-32 as the Bulldogs have scored the last seven here in the ball game. It's Ferguson with the ball, now to Hallmeyer. Moves it over to Lohman, now to Hallmeyer. Near sideline again to Ferguson. Dribble penetration. Kicks it back out. Hallmeyer for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound in the lane by Joel Haywood. Here come the Bulldogs now with 67 seconds to play here in this first half. That's going to be Tyler Bird. Moves it to the top of the key. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Smith. Back inside to Bertel. Foul called. As Bertel goes up for the shot there. Foul's going to go on Hastings. Basket won't count. And a foul is going to go on Hallmeyer of Hastings. Hallmeyer picks up his first. Team foul number six in the Broncos. It's going to be a Concordia playing things in here. Underneath their own basket, that's Haywood. Joel Haywood just lobs it out here. It's going to go to Barrett Braun. Braun down to Bird. Free throw line extended left side to Bertel. Back outside, Braun from the top of the key. Three-pointer up there, no good. Long rebound comes out to Brady Lohman for Hastings. Brings it back two on three. Lohman down the left side of the lane. Runs over a man. Charging foul. Lohman runs over a man. Getting up is Joel Haywood. And Lohman picks up the charge there. That's going to be the first foul on Brady Lohman. Here comes Marvin out of the ball game now. And checking in will be Zach Lena. Zach Lena into the ball game now for Hastings College. Lena is a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. So on the Hastings College turnover, it's going to be Concordia basketball with 45 seconds to play here in this first half. It's 38-32. Broncos out on top by 6 points. There's a Bo Smith with a ball, now to Bird, out here to Haywood, just across the midcourt stripe on the high post. They get it to Barrett Braun, hands it away. That's a Bo Smith inside the free throw circle. Now to Tyler Bird. Bird moves it to the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Bertel. Back out to Haywood. Moves to his left out here. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Haywood down the right side of the lane. And now the pass will be deflected out of bounds. Into the second row of the bleachers here on the near sideline. It'll be Concordia playing things in right in front of the Bronco bench. 18.8 seconds to play. We've got 7 seconds left in the shot clock. As they hand the ball away, this is going to be Bo Smith out to Haywood. Moves it to the wing on the left side and now reverses the ball, gets to Bird, drives it down the right side of the lane, throws up a shot over Reinwald, no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. Or check that, that's the shot clock expiration there. That last shot did not draw iron, so a violation on Concordia. Hastings will have a couple of seconds here, in fact, 10 seconds to come back up the floor here at the end of this first half. 38-32, Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench in backcourt. 10.9 seconds to play here in the first half. Alex Thayer gets it into Lohman, races the ball into the offensive zone. That's Reinwald with it now. Reinwald reverses and goes to the right wing. Marvin for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the ball tapped around, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. First half comes to a screeching halt here in men's college basketball action at halftime. Hastings College has got a 6-point lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. It is Hastings 38, Concordia 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know you buy your first name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex at halftime of our men's game here tonight. 38-32, Hastings College with the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings fell behind early in this ball game. Concordia hit 2 3-pointers in the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game, got out to an 11-3 lead in this one. Concordia built that lead to 19-12 before Hastings College made a comeback. In fact, the Broncos went on a 22-4 run there late in the first half. Hastings went from being down by 7, 19-12, to being ahead by 11 points at 34-23. Concordia has closed the gap down now. They had it at 38-25 with 3 minutes to play. And Concordia scored 7 straight points to make it 38-32. That's the way we stand here at halftime, as Concordia is trailing Hastings College by a margin of 38-32. Shooting numbers entered the first half of play. The Broncos are shooting 14 out of 34 in the first half for 41.2%. Hastings just 4 out of 13 on three-pointers in the first half for 30.8%. And for the free throw line, Hastings 6 out of 7 for 85%. Concordia in the first half, 11 out of 28 for 39%. They were 4 out of 14 on three-pointers for 28%. And Concordia 6 out of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. Hastings out rebounding Concordia in the first half, 19-17, including 6-3 on the offensive end. Turnovers, Hastings was 6 in the first half. Concordia has got 6. The Broncos with no blocked shots and 1 steal. Concordia has got 1 blocked shot and 1 steal. Leading scorer so far for Hastings here in the ball game, Tobin Reinwald is getting the job done. He's got 11 points. Jake Marvin has got 10 to lead the Broncos. Porter Bertel has got 10 points to lead Concordia. But at halftime, it is 38-32. Hastings College is out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team losing to Concordia by a score of 59-47. As head coach Jeff Dippman will join us here at halftime. And coach, we go toe-to-toe with Concordia. And again, we just couldn't make the plays, I guess, when we had to, huh?
Well, I thought in the first half we had a lot of opportunities inside the 2 foot that we, I don't know, we seemed to rush them a little bit, or thought, I guess, that we were playing against a bunch of 7-footers. We didn't hit those shots, which instead of being down 4 at halftime, then maybe you're up 6 or 8, and you're forcing Concordia to play a little bit different defensively. But that kind of seemed to embolden them, and they got after us even harder the second half and got more physical with us, so it turned out well for
him. Yeah, we counted 9 missed shots within just a couple of feet of the basket there in the first half of play. And that's too many to give away. That's a lot of opportunities down there. We should have put points on the scoreboard.
Well, and we were doing a good job of executing and getting the shot we wanted and getting the ball to people who are good shooters down there. But like I said, for whatever reason tonight, we seemed a little intimidated by him. And so we rushed the shot and ended up missing it. And it was pretty tough to get some offensive rebounds against them. They do a great job of boxing out. And, again, they're very physical with you. So, unfortunately, we had a chance to take control of the game, and we didn't. And when they had their opportunity, they did.
As big as a ball game this was tonight, it didn't look like we had the full fire in this one, did we?
You know, I've been overall pretty disappointed with our home court play. I think you have to go back to the Kearney game to where you see us play well and see us play, 7, 8, 9 people play well. We played much better on the road this year, and I haven't quite figured out why that is at this point. But it's certainly something we're going to discuss, the idea that we've got to come home and play with a lot better intensity and play with a lot better focus. Just too many mistakes that are the little type of things, you know, missing the bunnies, missing the free throws, blowing a rotation on defense, not going that extra step to get a rebound or get a loose ball. And you know, I thought physically they were the dominant team tonight, and I thought they just outworked us.
We talked a lot in the pregame show about their pressure all night long. We have 21 turnovers in the ball game here tonight, but for the most part, we handled that pretty well, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, I'm watching the film right now. I've got through about half of the first half. We handled the pressure very well. We got the ball in the hands of the right people, and we got the ball up the floor. We had 15, 20 seconds, a lot of times to work with on the shot clock, but as you get into the second half, We were reluctant to handle the ball. I thought our guards ran away from the basketball a little bit and forced our posts to do too much ball handling. And there were way too many times that by the time we got the ball down the floor, there was only 9-10 seconds left on the shot clock. And that really, the advantage goes to the defense then. You've only got to defend one or two passes. And then the offense is forced to take a shot.
Hastings College is shooting 27% in the ball game tonight. 16 out of 58. They were 20 out of 62. So neither team shot the ball well, but two good defensive teams out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, and we expected that. As we talked before the ball game, we thought it would be a low-scoring ball game. But again, the disappointment for us is all of those shots that we had inside of the two-point mark, the layups, the post-ups that we missed in the first half, which, you know, we shot 25% the first half. It wasn't going to improve that shooting percentage a lot. But we sure had an opportunity to have another 10, 12, 14 points on the board at halftime. And instead of being down four, now you're up 8 or 10 points.
Yeah, and you guys could have played a little bit different in the second half with a 10, 12, 14-point lead, couldn't you?
You know, anytime you're on the road and you get to go into the locker room at halftime with a lead, and you've seen a team make some mistakes and so forth, it emboldens your team. It gives them a lot of energy. And you saw that when they came out. I thought they, again, hit some shots to start the second half that we didn't hit. And all of a sudden, it leads up 8-10 points. And as well as they play defense, that was a tough challenge then for us to try and get back in the game.
Gave up a three-point shooting tonight. We knew all about Conahan, but the Kistler girl, Amber Kistler, hit some big shots, especially in the second half. She had 4 three-pointers in the ballgame tonight.
You know, she did. And we were very concerned about her penetration. And, you know, she just put the ball in the hole from the three-point range. So I thought we could have done a little bit of job with the screen and roll at the top. The Conahay got 3 or 4 really easy looks off. I didn't think we fought through the screen very well. And then obviously after Kistler hit her first or second one, we should have made an adjustment with how we were playing her. But, you know, we had such a problem on the boards tonight that I know our 3, 4, and 5s were reluctant to really get out on the three-point line like they needed to guard Kiss on Conahay. And so they kind of had a swing rock and hard place. When we didn't go out, they hit the three. And when we did go out, it spread the floor, and they were able to get some offensive rebounds.
Sophia McDermott, we had some production off of the bench here tonight. Josie Schomp played considerable minutes tonight, 18 minutes of Schomp in the ball game tonight.
You know, unfortunately, Taz got stomach flu last night, and in our first couple of minutes out on the floor, we really saw that she just had no energy today. And that hurt us because we really missed Taz's speed out on the floor. Now, Josie has that same type of speed, and I think she did a lot of things well for us tonight. I thought she ran the floor. I thought we were able to throw over the top of the defense a few times and get her some layups. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not a role that she's been used to playing. And I thought she did a good job throughout most of the ball game. And it's a good experience for her, and we'll be able to count on her a little more in the future. But you would have liked to have had the person that's really been playing pretty well for you. Give you enough of a three-point shooter to spread the defense out. So Taz's illness today, it hurt us a little bit.
Then you had Kaylee Ragoth again hitting a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. She finishes with 14 points. That's back-to-back games that she has come off of the bench to spark you guys.
You know, I like the way Kaylee is playing right now. She's very disciplined with her shot selection. She's executing the offense and getting that good look. And right now people don't know a lot about her, so they don't they're giving her that outside shot. I'm sure that's about the end. But I'm really pleased with the progress she's made offensively for us.
So we drop a big game here tonight to Concordia. Now we fall two games behind Concordia, still in the race, but now we're almost in a must-win situation here as we go up to Mitchell on Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, and losing that second home game, that's really the critical one. Ryan Webb had no home losses, and the next four teams all had one home loss, but now this puts us behind the eight ball with two home losses. But I still come back to my biggest concern right now is the fact that we are not playing our best basketball at home, and you have to do that. And we're going to have to sit down and figure out why that is. We look a little fatigued at times. And I know we've got a couple people like Brittany and Alicia, their minutes are accumulating a little bit, but rest of the people, we've really been able to keep their minutes in that 14, 15 minute range game after game with our depth, and that's not really acceptable how they're not bringing a lot of energy to the team for us.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday. It'll be a tough one up there.
Yeah, it will be. They're a great shooting team, and they'll spread us out.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday. That's Jeff Dittman, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, the Broncos dropping one here tonight, to Concordia by a score of 59-47. Leading scorers for the Broncos in the ball game tonight. We mentioned Kaylee Ragas. She had 14 points in the ballgame. Alicia Stadler had her second straight double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. But it was not enough as Hastings College drops one to Concordia tonight by a score of 59-47. At halftime of the men's game here, it's 38-32. The Broncos have a six-point lead over Concordia. We'll come back and check the scoring and the halftime numbers for you as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime. Got some other men's scores to pass along to you at halftime. It is Northwestern out on top of Doan by a score of 32-27. As Northwestern has got the lead over the Doan College Tigers here tonight. That's Nebraska Wesleyan. That should be Nebraska Wesleyan 32, Doan 27. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Northwestern by a score of 45-43. And it's Morningside leading Mount Marty by a score of 45-32. All those games are at halftime. Hastings out on top of Concordia here at 38-32. Scoring in the first half of play for Hastings, Tobin Reinwald has got 11 points for Hastings. He's got a three. He's knocked down a couple of two-point field goals. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Jake Marvin is already in double figures. He's got 10. He has got 1 3-point field goal and 3 2-point field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Reinwald has got 11. Jake Marvin has got 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Brady Wolman has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Alex Thayer has got a tray in the first half. He's got 3 points. Nate Olson has hit a three-pointer for 3. Brent Wells is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1. Charles Ferguson has got a field goal. He has got 2 points. Hastings 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Concordia is hitting 6 out of 8 from the line. The Bulldogs getting 10 points from Porter Bertel. He's got 3 field goals. He is 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. Bo Smith has got 3 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the line for 8 points. Brett Braun has got a couple of 3-point field goals and 6 points. Tyler Bird has hit 2 3-point field goals and 6 points. And Joel Haywood has hit a field goal for 2 points for Concordia. Yeah, the Broncos are hitting 41% from the floor here in the first half, 14 out of 34. Concordia is 11 out of 28 for 39%. Hastings 4 out of 13 on three-pointers for 30%. Concordia 4 out of 14 for 28%. Hastings has turned the ball over 6 times here in the first half of play. That's very good for Hastings. It's a team that's been up around 20 the past couple of ball games. Concordia has turned the ball over a total of six times in the first half as well. So Hastings with a lead here at the break. The score is 38-32. And it'll be Concordia with the basketball first to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. There's a Braun with the ball, hands it away. Now to Bo Smith, top of the key, sends it inside to Bertel. Double team, goes up with a shot anyway, and misses. And the rebound comes down to Marvin, and the foul is going to be called right off of the bat. Porter Bertel picks up his third personal foul for Concordia. So Porter Bertel, their main scorer, the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, comes out here and picks up his third personal foul in the first 15 seconds of the second half. Grant Schmidt going to roll the dice here a little bit and keep Porter Bertel in the ball game here. Hastings probably will go right to him and try to get him to pick up that fourth one. They go right to work. There's Marvin. He backs up against Bertel. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for. It's loose and it's picked up here by the Concordia Bulldogs. That's Haywood with the ball. Haywood runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over the right sideline out of Bo Smith. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Bird. Swings it left side. Haywood has got it. Dribble penetration in the lane. There's a pass down in the corner. A shot for three. Good. Nope, they're going to give him a two-pointer. Foot was on the line down there deep in the corner of the right side. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Bo Smith, 38-34. Hastings leading by four. Here's Wells with the ball. Now to Woolman. He drives it down to the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Wells has the rebound in the lane. Kicks it back out here to Reinwald. Shot for three. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Porter Bertel gets the rebound for Concordia. Here come the Dogs. They're trailing by 4 points. 38-34. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be Bo Smith with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline underneath the hole. A shot up there, no good. It's blocked down by Haywood. Tip try is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Haywood had a shot there. It was blocked down. Hastings coming back the other way. Reinwald, his shot's going to be blocked down here by Smith. Ball is loose on the baseline and is picked out by Bertel. So a couple of good defensive plays, one on each end here. Coming back the other way is going to be Haywood down for Concordia. Comes across the top to Braun. Braun gets it on the far sideline to Bird, and he got poked in the eye by Olson. Yeah, we got a personal foul called here on Olson. Nate Olson pokes Bird in the eye over on the far sideline and picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one in Hastings. It'll be Concordia playing things in off of the far sideline. As Bo Smith will play things in, Bird's going to be all right. He'll stay into the ball game here. Bo Smith will play her in for Concordia on the far side. He will get it into a Haywood, drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. He goes. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. Haywood has got it back, and a foul is called. Marvin may have got a little piece of that first shot there. Now a personal foul is going to be called here on Lohman of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Lohman picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two. Bird still trying to shake the effects off of a little poke in the eye there as he talks with the official here at the midcourt stripe. To the free throw line will be Joel Haywood for Concordia. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. So despite going on a huge run there in the first half of play, Hastings has now only got a three-point lead. Hastings leading by the score of 38-35. Hastings had a 22-4 run in the first half. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good by Joel Haywood, and he's now got 4 points in the ball game. And Concordia all of a sudden is within 2 points at 38-36. Here's Marvin. Gets it out here to Lohman. Takes it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside down to Wells. He spins, puts up a shot from the window and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Wells. He's got 3 points, and Hastings now with a four-point lead. 40-36 with 17:45 to play. Here's Joel Haywood with the ball. Moves it across the midcourt stripe here as Hastings saves with a man-to-man defense. Lohman out here defensively. There's Braun. Brings it back to Haywood on the wing on the right side. Out to Adam Vogt, who's into the ball game. Vogt gets away, sends it into the lane. The ball poked away. It's loose, and it's picked up here by Hastings. A turnover on the Bulldogs. That's turnover number seven on Concordia. Lohman has got the ball. He drives inside, running one-hander. He banks one home. Randy Lohman scores off of the turnover on the other end. Lohman now has 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos back out to a six-point lead. 42-36 is the score. There's a Joel Haywood now. He brings it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings will match up man-on-man. That's going to be Olsen out there defensively. They get it to the right side of the block now to Smith down here on the baseline. He's double-teamed. His pass is going to be deflected and is brought down. Another turnover. This is Wells coming back to the ball. Brent Wells leaves it out here to Lohman. Top of the key now to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Porter Bertel. Bertel down to Haywood. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Brown has got it. Takes it into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. A check that's going to go on Brett Wells. That's going to be his first. Wells picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three on Hastings. There's a shot from deep in the left corner by Vogt. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touched by the Bulldogs, so Hastings will play things in. 16 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings holding on to a 42-36 lead. Broncos led at halftime, 38-32. Here comes Nate Olson with the ball on the wing on the right side. Now to Marvin out here in three-point territory. Olson again on the wing to Marvin. Lobs it inside to Reinwald. The shot is up and in. Jake Marvin gets the assist. Tobin Reinwald gets a little tap in there as Reinwald has now got 13 points in the ballgame for Hastings and the Broncos out to an eight-point lead, 44-36. Here's Haywood with the ball now for Concordia. Being attacked out here and gets it to Adam Vogt. Vogt picked up there by Woman of Hastings. Down to Haywood for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That is Jake Marvin with the ball. Down to the near sideline as they get it to Brady Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt, stops at the top of the key, goes over to Olson, takes the ball on the paint. Now to Marvin from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Reinwald. He goes for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in a play. Nope, it's an offensive charge. Charging foul there on the Reinwald as he knocks over Bo Smith going for that ball. And Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four already on the Broncos here in the second half of play. 15:42 to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading by the score of 44-36. Reinwald is going to stay in there. It's going to be Marvin coming to the bench, and it's going to be Dylan Flynn in the ballgame now for Hastings. They get it into Joel Haywood, and now Hastings attacking back here in backcourt with Woolman and Reinwald. Concordia breaks it easily. Bird has got the ball. Now to Haywood again, back out here in three-point territory. Haywood dribbling with the ball, comes to the near sideline against Woolman. He gets it in the hands of Bo Smith. Smith on the dribble, moves it to the wing on the right side. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Nate Olson, coming back the other way. Olson goes to Woolman, back outside to Reinwald. Reinwald, top of the key. Over here in the corner, that's a Woolman with the ball. Moves to his left, fires the ball back outside. Olson sends it inside to Dylan Flynn. On a baseline, he can't put up a shot. Now to Wells, to Olson. Now Woolman here at the top of the key. He drives the ball against Bird, gives it up down to Reinwald. Drives it toward the basket. He's among tall timber. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up here. Out to Woolman. It's shot for three. It's going to be no good. Reinwald with a rebound, and a foul is called. The Broncos moving the ball there against this man-to-man defense of Concordia. Finally, they draw the personal foul inside. And it's going to go on to Bo Smith. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs here in this second half of play. Hastings will play it in. No free throws here. It's going to be Dane Bacon who's into the ball game. He'll trigger things in for Hastings underneath his own basket. Bacon gets it into Flynn. Flynn fakes the handoff. Now goes for the basket. He falls down underneath the hole, and he loses the ball out of bounds. So Hastings turns it away. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. 44-36. Hastings with an eight-point lead. Coming back with the ball is going to be Joel Haywood now for Concordia. Goes to Bird. Now to Haywood again. Back in the offensive zone. Dane Bacon out there defensively. There's a pass over here to Brett Houchin who's into the ball game. Houchin being attacked by Brent Wells. Down to Bo Smith. Down to the baseline. 12-footer is up there. Around the rim. Falls off. No good. Another two to the whistle. Another foul is going to be called inside. That's going to go on Brent Houchin. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Houchin. That's going to be team foul number three on Concordia here in the second half. Adam Vogt comes in there now. Vogt comes in. Bo Smith checks out. 44-36 is the score. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Alex Theron in the ball game now. He'll bring things up for the Broncos to the near sideline to Reinwald. Takes it to the free throw line. The ball tapped away. It's loose. It comes to the near side. It goes Broncos' way. As they point the Broncos' way here, and Hastings will play things in. 14-16 remaining here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Concordia. The score is 44-36. And now the official is going to talk something over probably about the play clock situation here. Or the shot clock, we're down to 34 seconds on that with 14-16 remaining. You're going to put 25 seconds up on the shot clock here. That is taken care of, and Hastings will play things in. So So Grant Schmidt questing the shot clock, and everything's going to be all right, and that's going to be the case here. Hastings will play things in. That's a Thayer with the ball, brings it to the near sideline. Out to Flynn, moves it left side. Bacon with the ball, takes it down into the baseline, stops there. Down to Wells, down to Bacon. Entry pass deflected away from Flynn. The scramble is on, and we got a jump ball called. Yeah, we jump ball called here. Concordia wanted the timeout as Houchin was down at the bottom of the stack here. They didn't get it. The jump ball is called here, and they give the ball back to Hastings. Broncos will play it in now for the far sideline. Now with 10 seconds left in the shot clock, 14 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 44-36. Here's Thayer from the elbow. Left side, his shot's going to be short. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped down and is picked up by Concordia. The Dogs coming back the other way. That's Haywood with the ball. Haywood hustles into the forecourt. Now dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Sends it down in the corner to Tyler Bird. Back out on top. Adam Vogt moves it over the wing on the right side. Where the ball is Braun. He comes back out here to Bird. Picked up there by Hastings as the Broncos go with a man-to-man defense. Over here to Adam Vogt. Top of the key to Haywood. On the wing to Bird. Shot for three. Good. Tyler Bird hits his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. 44-39. Hastings now with a five-point lead. Here's Brent Wells with the ball. Down to Alex Thayer. To Bacon. Now to Thayer. Near sideline to Wells. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Just the right of the basket. Flynn spins. Goes up. Contact made. No foul call, but he hits the field goal. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal to go down for Hastings, and the Broncos now lead by 7 again. 46-39 with 13 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Haywood with the ball. Deep in a corner. Bird shot for three. Buries another one. Tyler Bird has got 12 points in the ball game. He's only a 30% foul shooter, but he's hit 4 three-pointers here in this one against Hastings. 46-42. Again, the Broncos leading by 4 points. Here's Bacon for three. His shot good. Dane Bacon hits a three ball there for the Broncos, and it's now 49-42. Hastings back to a 7-point lead. Raining three-pointers here in the past couple of minutes at the Osborne Sports Complex. Down in the corner, Tyler Bird. Out on him is going to be Ryan Wall to get it inside to Bertel. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. That was Flynn hitting the deck, but Flynn is also going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 5 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Bertel. Porter continues to play out there with 3 personal fouls. Picked up his 3rd early in the second half, and he's still out there for head coach Grant Schmidt and the Bulldogs. Bertel has got 10 points in the ballgame, 4 out of 6 in the line, as he converts on that free throw. Bertel is a 67% foul shooter in the season. Concordia is 71% as a team. That is 4th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So the Bulldogs back to within 6 points here in men's college basketball. 49-43 is the score. 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ballgame. Porter Bertel will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. He was the GPAC Player of the Week a week ago after his performances in the ballgames against Dort and Northwestern. This is the team that went to Northwestern last week and beat the Red Raiders on their home floor. They lost an overtime decision to second-ranked Dort on the Saturday. But Hastings right now has got a 5-point lead over Concordia. It's 49-44. Here's Marvin back into the ballgame. Now to Thayer out here. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball to the wing. Comes out here to Bacon. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson now to Ryan Wall down here, or rather Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it back out to Ferguson. Now to Thayer for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Flynn. Follow shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. Hastings doing a good job on the boards here tonight against Concordia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Joel Haywood. That's going to be his 3rd. And going to the free throw line now for the Broncos will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 4 points in the ballgame and a couple of field goals. This is his first free throw attempt of the night. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. End of the ball game now for Concordia will be Adam Vogt. And coming out is going to be Bo Smith. Dylan Flynn will have one more here for Hastings College. It's now 50-44. Broncos have the lead. Flynn is 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Will toe the mark here for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and the shot good. So Flynn hits a pair. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Olson. Coming out will be Flynn. So it's now a 51-44 ball game. Hastings with a lead with 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Joel Haywood with the ball now for Concordia. The ball tipped away from behind. That's Alex Thayer with the ball. He's got the steal. He goes for the basket. His shot is no good. Rebound Thayer. His follow shot is up there and in. Alex Thayer gets the steal and the put back for Hastings. That is 10 turnovers and Cordia. That one results in the points. Good job there by Alex Thayer. 53-44. He's making the most of his playing time here for Hastings College here the last couple of games. Down in the corner is Bird. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Thayer. He has the ball tipped away into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Concordia. That's a Barrett Braun with it now to vote down in the baseline. Goes to the rack. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Circled around. Took it right down the baseline toward the goal. And his shot is blocked out of bounds by Jake Marvin. Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Haywood with the ball as he will play things in. Haywood looking. Joel comes way out on top here. The vote down the near sideline. Goes to the far side now to Tyler Bird. The Haywood dribble penetration. His pass is deflected. It's picked up here by Tyler Bird. Out in three-point territory. Works against Olsen. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Vote's three-pointer put up there at him. Adam Vogt hits another three-pointer from deep in the left corner for the Concordia Bulldogs. And now Grant Schmidt wants to call a timeout. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the ball game tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 53, Concordia 47.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. High school basketball coming your way tomorrow night on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We'll be on the breeze tomorrow night, KOIQ 94.5. Minden playing at St. Cecilia in girls play. That's a matchup of the second-ranked Whippets and the seventh-ranked St. Cecilia Hawkettes, who beat number-one-ranked Boone Central last night. 5:30 for the pregame, 5:45 tip-off from the Chapman Gym. Then we'll go to the Tiger Gym for Minden playing the Hastings High Boys tomorrow night. The tip-off time at 7:30. We'll have both games tomorrow on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. 53-47 to score here. Hastings College out on top of Concordia. Here's Olsen driving the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good as Olsen goes falling out of bounds. And the rebound comes down to Bo Smith for Concordia. Gets it in the hands of Barrett Brown. Out to Smith again. The Brown out to Haywood. Haywood here on the near sideline. Picked up out there by Alex Thayer of Hastings College. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Joel Haywood. Gets it out of the hands of Bo Smith. Picked up again by Olsen. Smith goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Tyler Bird. Down in the corner now to Barrett Brown. Brown working there against Ferguson. Goes to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. The ball is stripped away. And it's picked up here by Olsen of Hastings. Olsen down the left sideline to Ferguson. Ferguson taking the ball to the hole. His shot is up and in. Charles Ferguson hits the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings out to a 55-47 lead with 10 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Here's a Joel Haywood with the ball now for Concordia down the right sideline. He gets it to Bo Smith out here between the rings. Smith picked up there by Olsen. The Bird at the free throw line dumps it down low. It's deflected. Picked up by Bertel, and his shot is in. The ball was deflected, but right into the hands of Bertel, and he puts it down through the hole. He's now got 14 points in the ball game for Concordia. 55-49. Hastings with a 6-point lead. They lob it inside again to Marvin, and the ball poked away by Bertel out of bounds. Hastings will play it in from deep in the corner on the right side. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play. In the ball game, it's 55-49. Broncos leading by six. And Hastings will play it in. That's going to be Olsen, the trigger man. He gets it in to Ferguson. Open out here in 3-point territory, and he won't take the shot. Now to Olsen. Olsen comes across the top to Bacon. Now to Alex Thayer. Bacon at the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Gives it up now to Thayer at the free throw line. Out to Olsen. Olsen holds on to it out here. They get it to Chuck Ferguson. Inside down to Marvin. He backs up. Puts up a shot over Bertel. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Bo Smith. Bo Smith has got it now to Bird to the far sideline. He brings it back to the near side to Joel Haywood. Haywood picked up by Bacon. Stops at the top of the three-point circle to Bo Smith inside of Bertel. Foul called. They got it inside of their big man, but the personal foul is going to be called here on Jake Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be Marvin's third. Here comes Reinwald back in. Here comes Flynn back in. Alex Thayer comes to the bench. And also coming out is going to be Jake Marvin. 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the ballgame. It's 55-49. Hastings College trying to hang on here. Inbounds pass to get it to Bertel. His shot is up and in. Porter Bertel off of the inbound. He's got 16 points in the ballgame, and Concordia is back to within 4 points. 55-51 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hastings back with the ball. Nate Olson goes over to Dane Bacon. On the left side, just the left of the circle there. Entry pass, they get it to Flynn. Flynn working over there. Left side of the lane, kicks it back out. Bacon from the top of the key, is three-pointer put up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bo Smith. Smith has got it now over to Joel Haywood as he hustles back into the forecourt, moves to the left side of the circle, stops there. They get it to Bo Smith in the lane. Contact made, and the ball is out of bounds. No foul called in there. They just lost the ball out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Concordia as they work the ball into the lane there, but lost it out of bounds. That's going to be 11 turnovers now in Concordia. 8:22 to play in the ball game. Hastings 55 and Concordia 51. Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Doan. 10 minutes to play in the second half. It's 55-40. Nebraska Wesleyan leading the Tigers by 15 points. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Tobin Reinwald gets it into Flynn. Flynn spins on the baseline, tries to go up over Bertella. Shot good. A lot of contact there, but no foul called. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal to go down. Flynn has now got 8 points, and Hastings out to a six-point lead, 57-51. Here's a Bo Smith driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked, but a foul is going to be called here on Flynn. So personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 7 on Hastings here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Bo Smith. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. He's got 4 field goals, and he's hit 2 free throws and 2 attempts, and now he hits this one. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. Here comes Wells into the ballgame now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Ferguson. 57-52. Hastings trying to win their second straight ball game here tonight after beating Mount Marty on Saturday. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Smith, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have a 5-point lead. It's 57-52 with 7:45 to play here in the ball game. Here's Olsen with the ball. Goes over to Tobin Reinwald, deep wing left side. As Tobin dribbles with the ball, he comes out here in the three-point territory to Wells. Now back inside to Flynn. His shot up there, left-hander just up and in, and he's fouled into play. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal to go down. He puts that one up there left-handed, and he hits it. And a foul here is going to be called on Tyler Bird. That is the first foul on Bird. And going to the free throw line will be Flynn for Hastings. He's got 10 in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings out to a 7-point lead here. It is 59-52 now with 7.5 to play. Shot is up there. Flynn misses on the free throw, and the rebound comes down to Haywood of Concordia. Joel Haywood will bring things up now for the Dogs, down by 7 points. Right in his grill defensively is going to be Brady Lohman for Hastings. Bo Smith has got it now. Smith out of Braun, works it on the wing on the right side to Haywood. The ball tipped away by Reinwald. Haywood picks it back up. Down in the corner now to Bo Smith. Drives the baseline. Jump pass comes back to Braun now. To Haywood, drives the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Olsen. He gets it to Woman, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Flynn underneath the basket there, and he threw it too far. Hastings turns it away. The 8th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 7 minutes to play in the contest. Hastings still with a 7-point lead. It is 59-57. Broncos led at halftime 38-32. Here's a Joel Haywood with the ball down in the corner now to a Barrett Braun. Picked up over there by Wells. Comes over to Bo Smith. Smith just to the right of the circle. Out of Braun. Lobs it inside to Bertel, and his shot is up and in. Porter Bertel got away from his man, and they got him the ball. He's now got 18 points in the ball game, and Concordia is back within 5 points, 59-54. Here's a Brady Lohman picked up by here by Haywood. He sends it across the top now to Tobin Reinwald on the wing to Wells. Back out to Tobin. One hands it to the near side to Lohman. Now to Tobin again. Swings it left side to Nate Olson. Nate right at the top of the three-point circle sends it inside, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to be Porter Bertel. Purcell trying to poke the ball away from Dylan Flynn and picks up the personal foul. So he's been playing all this time with three fouls, and now he picks up number four here with 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play. And now Grant Schmidt is going to send in Brent Houchin into the lineup, and Bertel is going to come out. So the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Porter Bertel, now comes to the bench with four personal fouls. Going to the line, well, Hastings College is going to play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's only the sixth team foul in Concordia. So Hastings plays things in, now to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball, now to Tobin Ryan Wally. He tries to come back to Flynn, going for the basket, and he overthrew him. Pass was over his head, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their ninth of the ball game. 59-54, Hastings leading by 5 points. Concordia with the ball. This is Bo Smith. They get it to Houchin, now right side. That's Haywood with the ball. Out to a Bird. He drives it left side of the lane. Now puts up a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Hastings with a rebound. Broncos doing a great job on the boards here tonight. Tobin Reinwald hustles into the forecourt now. Reinwald gets it to Nate Olson. He drives it down the lane. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Olson took that baby from the top of the key and drove it down the paint. The foul is going to be called here on Joel Haywood of Concordia. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Joel Haywood. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs. So Hastings will now have some free throws. Flynn is going to check out. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ballgame. Going to the free throw line will be Olson for Hastings. He's got 3 points and a three ball earlier in the ballgame. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Olson, 6 out of 8 on free throws coming into the ballgame here tonight. Down to the scorers table and checking in now for Concordia is going to be Charles Dunbar. Dunbar checks in. Joel Haywood would come to the bench. Hastings with a 6-point lead. It's 60-54. 5:44 to play here in the ball game. Here comes the next shot by Olson. It's up there. That one rims off. No good. We got a whistle on the rebound. And someone was in the lane too soon. A lane violation on the Bulldogs. So Nate Olson will have another crack at the free throw here. 60-54. Broncos with a 6-point lead. Olson's free throw is up there. This one is up and in. So that lane violation cost Concordia 1 point. Olson checks out. Here comes Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer back in the ballgame now for Hastings. So Thayer getting extended playing time after his performance in the first half and what he's got done here in addition to his performance the other day against Mount Marty, a freshman out of Superior. Charles Dunbar has got the ball now for Concordia. Moves it down in the corner. That's Bird with the ball. Woman right out on him. Bird has been hot from three-point territory. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down by Hastings. That's a turnover on Concordia as Lohman comes up with the ball. Out of Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald splits a couple of defenders. A lot of contact there and a foul called. Charles Dunbar picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And now Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Reinwald will have a one-and-one situation here. He has got 13 points in the ballgame. 4 out of 4 from the line. 11 of those happened in the first half of play. So Tobin Reinwald, the 8th best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Dips the knees. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Reinwald will get one more. Hastings with a 62-54 lead, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ballgame. It is Hastings 62, Concordia 54.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
The other games in women's basketball tonight from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia beating Hastings here 59-47. It was Dort over Dakota State in a non-conference game 68-52. Northwestern beat Dakota Wesleyan 75-62. Doane College over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in Lincoln 90-68. It was Morningside over Mount Marty in Yankton, 68-59. And Briarcliff beat Midland, 78-67. In men's play, Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 74-73. They've got 6 minutes to play in that ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan at last check was leading Dolan 55-40. 10 minutes to play in the second half. Hastings will be on the road on Sunday this week. Broncos will play at Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell. On the air from the Corn Palace, pregame show at 1:45 on Sunday afternoon. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. So the second straight week we'll have a Sunday encounter. Shot from the free throw line by Tobin Reinwald is up and in. He's now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. And Hastings is goalie 63-54 lead over Concordia tonight. The Broncos have led the entire second half. Here's Dunbar. Out of the baseline to Bird. Comes out on top now to Barrett Brown. Over to Bird on the wing to Dunbar in the corner. Bombs it inside to Bertel. His shot no good, but he's fouled into play. So Porter Bertel is back into the ballgame now with about 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. He'll play with 4. The foul goes on Brent Wells. That's going to be his second. So Porter Bertel back to the free throw line here for Concordia. He is 6 out of 8 from the free throw line of this one. They'll have a 1-1 situation. Porter Bertel, big kid, will toe the mark here. Looks to the basket and throws it up there. The shot is going to be good. Porter Bertel hits one. Last week he was the player of the week. Averaged 30 points, 9 rebounds per game as Concordia beat Northwestern and lost to Dort in a couple of ball games. The second one is up there and in. He had 37 points in the ball game against Northwestern in the win, and then came back on Saturday and had 23 points, 13 rebounds in that loss to Dort College, and he was named the player of the week in the GPAC. So far tonight against Hastings, he's got 20 points. And 63-56, Woolman has got the ball inside the free throw circle. He's going to be fouled into play by Adam Vogt. Vogt picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs, so we'll have some free throws. This will be a 1-1 situation here for Brady Woolman. And now they're substituting for Porter Bertel offensively and defensively. So on this dead ball, it'll be Bertel coming back into the ballgame. With Woolman standing at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Woolman now has 7 points in the ballgame for Hastings. Dunbar checks out. Here comes Haywood back in. Hastings has built an 8-point lead now. It's 64-56. Broncos trying to win their second straight here. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. Woolman hits a pair of free throws. He's a 96% foul shooter. He's only missed 2 free throws the entire season. He's like Mr. Automatic, money in the bank here. There's a pass down the near sideline, nearly thrown out of bounds. Now they get it down in the corner. A shot by Brown is up there from 3. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Woolman tries to save it. He does. Now it's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up here by Brown. His shot is up there. It's no good. Fans wanted a traveling violation. They didn't get it. Brown misses the shot, though, and Hastings has got the ball back here. 65-56, Hastings with a 9-point lead. This is going to be Wells with the ball, now to Woolman. Comes to Alex there. Two-handed pass back to Woolman, left side, and now we got an offensive foul called here on Hastings. An offensive foul called here on Brent Wells. That's going to be his third. Brent Wells is hit with an offensive foul there. That's going to be his third. So it's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their 10th of the ball game. 65-56 to the score. The Broncos have the lead as we approach the 4-minute mark here in this one. Tyler Bird has got the ball now to Joel Haywood. Haywood dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. That's Bo Smith back out on top. They get it to Porter Bertel, now to Bo Smith. Smith handling the ball, comes over here on the wing to Tyler Bird, inside to Bertel, kicks it back out to Haywood, top of the key. Down in the corner, that's going to be Braun. His shot is up there and in. Barrett Brown throws up a tray. That's going to be his third 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. And now Grant Schmidt, the head man at Concordia, calls a timeout. We're down to 3:46 to play. Here in the ball game, we've got a break with a score. Hastings 65, Concordia 59.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the team we're going to see on Sunday, Dakota Wesleyan giving Northwestern all they want tonight. 2.5 minutes to play in that ball game. Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan now by a score of 83-79 in men's play. Last check, it was Dakota Wesleyan leading, actually Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan 55-40. That was with about 10 minutes to play in that ball game. Hastings College leading here by a score of 65-59 over Concordia. The Broncos looking to even up their overall record here tonight with a win at 10-10. It would go to 4-6 in the GPAC if they can hang on here. Concordia and Hastings actually tied with one another in the conference standings as action got underway tonight. 65-59, Hastings College hanging on to the lead here over Concordia. And the Broncos will have the ball as they get it back into the offensive zone here. Hastings working with it here. As they move it down to the baseline, it's going to be Wells. He loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia coming back the other way. So Hastings with a turnover here. That's a Brent Houchin with it now. He gives it away to a Dunbar. Dunbar looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets it out to Adam Vogt. Bounce pass goes right side. Down low on the block. A shot is up there. It's going to be up there and in by Brent Houchin. Houchin twisting and turning down there. Gets the field goal to go down. And Concordia has come back within 4 points now with 3 minutes to play. 65-61. Hastings with the ball. Alex Thayer. Dribble penetration in the lane. Underneath the basket. Wells goes up for the shot. And he's hammered on the play. He is hammered on the play here. And Wells will go to the free throw line here. It's going to go on Bo Smith. That's going to be his second. So Wells will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 3 points so far tonight. Correction on the Concordia conference record. It should be 4 wins and 5 losses for Concordia in the conference. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Wells. He'll have one more. So Concordia right now 1 game in front of Hastings in the GPAC standings as we get ready to make the turn for the second time around for this 2011-2012 season. Everybody playing each other twice during the season. That's a slight change from years gone by. 65-61 is the score. Hastings out by 4 points. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Wells. So he hits 1 out of 2. Wells comes out. Here comes Nate Olson back into the ballgame. And now it's 66-61, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings College wants to talk things over now. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 66 and Concordia 61.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, 2:53 to play. Here in the contest, Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 66-61. Leading the way for the Broncos so far, Tobin Ryan Waldy has got 15 points in the ball game tonight. Dylan Flynn in double figures, he's got 10. Jake Marvin has got 10 points. Freddy Lohman has got 8. Will lead the Bronco attack. Porter Bertel has done most of the scoring for Concordia. He has got 20. Bo Smith has got 11 points at this point. Tyler Berg has knocked down 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points. So Hastings out on top of Concordia, 66-61. The Broncos were leading at halftime, 38-32. Hastings has led most of this ball game, but Concordia has not rolled over. Hastings having a tough time putting the dogs away here. 66-61 with 2 minutes and some change left as driving down the lane was Haywood, and he draws the personal foul. Haywood just took it right down the lane, and the foul is going to be called here on Alex Thayer of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Alex Thayer picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings, and now both teams in the double bonus here down the stretch with 2:45 to play. Going to the free throw line will be Joel Haywood. His shot is up there and in. He's now 3 of 3 from the line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Here comes Brent Houchin back into the ball game now, replacing Porter Bertel as the offensive and defensive switches continue here for head coach Grant Schmidt. And we look up on the clock, and Concordia is within 4 points here. It's 66-62. as Joel Haywood gets ready for his second free throw here. Joel Haywood at the free throw line. He's 3 of 3 so far tonight, making 4 of 4 as that one goes down. And Concordia now is within 3 points. Hastings needs a bucket. 66-63 now with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings will play things in here at backcourt. Here's a Marvin with the ball. Now to Brady Lohman. He'll bring things up against Bo Smith. Lohman has got it here in backcourt. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Goes over now to Nate Olson. Olson at the top of the key. Tries to hand it away. He can't. Goes down in the corner now to a Lohman. Lohman drives the baseline. Lohman is trapped along that baseline. Gets it back out to Alex Thayer. Down to Olson again. Out here near the 10-second line. Nate dribbling with the ball. He works out here against Barrett Braun. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Olson moves the ball on the baseline. Gets it out to Marvin. Marvin at the top of the key with 3 seconds. To the free throw line. Forces up a shot and a shot clock violation. It did not draw iron as he drew a lot of attention there at the free throw line. Reinwald came down with it right in front of the basket, but the shot clock expires. Hastings turns the ball away here with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play and a 3-point lead, 66-63. So now Concordia has a chance to tie things up here with a 3-point field goal, and they are the number one 3-point shooting team in the conference. This is Joel Haywood with the ball. Joel comes into the forecourt on the wing, moves it down in the corner. Now inside to Porter Bertel, kicks it back out to Haywood. Left side to Braun for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Tobin with the ball. Now with 1:48 to play in the game. 66-63. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Reinwald on the dribble. Flips it away now. That's a Woman with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Tobin. Inside to Jake Marvin. Spins. Goes to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bertel. Porter Bertel gets the board there for Concordia. Gets it away to Joel Haywood into the forecourt. Haywood on the attack now with 90 seconds to play. Haywood out to Bo Smith. Three-pointer good. We are tied up as Bo Smith hits one from the right side of the circle. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 66 points apiece with 1:15 to play. Bo Smith hitting a three-pointer there for Concordia. They lob it inside now to Marvin with his back to the basket. Out to Alex Thayer at the top of the key. Alex dribbling with the ball. Comes here to Nate Olson. 17 seconds left in the shot clock. 1 minute to play in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald in the wing. Tobin moves the ball to the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner now to Nate Olson. 7 seconds, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Nate still with the ball. He gets it over here to Marvin. Marvin puts up a shot in the lane. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bird. And now Concordia's got the ball. 66-66 in the score with 39 seconds to play. We got about 10 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock here. Concordia and Hastings tied up. Here's a Barrett Braun with the ball. Gets it away and out of Bo Smith. Gets it back inside of Bertel. A shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose and it's picked up here by Hastings. Bertel right in front of the basket. Could not convert. Hastings down with a rebound with 20 seconds to play. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Nate Olson. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Porter Bertel right in front of the basket. Could not convert there. About a 2-foot shot there by Porter Bertel, and he could not convert. Hastings gets the rebound, and the Broncos now have a chance to win this, baby, with 17 seconds to play. Broncos and Concordia tied up. 17 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 66, Concordia 66.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 17 seconds to play in the ball game. We've had a meeting of the minds over here with the Broncos coaching staff. Head coach Lance Creech, assistant coach Jeremiah Slough, assistant coach Drake Baronic. Broncos trying to draw up a winning play here in this ball game against the Concordia Bulldogs. We've got 17 seconds to play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia. So in the event of a jump ball, Concordia would get it. 17 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. Broncos trying to win this ball game to even the record up at 10 wins and 10 losses. It'd be a huge conference win for Hastings if we can win her tonight. Hastings will play things in on the near side. Alex Thayer will trigger things in. Hastings only needs some sort of a bucket or maybe a trip to the free throw line. Thayer looks to play things in, and a timeout called here from Lance as Alex Thayer was having problems getting the ball inbounded. And Lance was standing right beside the official here, and he calls the timeout at the count of about four. And Hastings will redraw the play here as they couldn't get the ball inbounded here on the near sideline. So we've got 16.7 seconds to play. I don't know why any time at all expired there, but we got that 16.7 seconds to play now in the ball game. We'll take a break. We're tied at 66. Be back right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. And now they're going to put the 0.3 of a second back up there. 17 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We're tied up at 66 points apiece. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball for Hastings. He gets it in. Alex Turner. The ball's going to be tipped and intercepted. Vogt goes the length of the floor and scores. Vogt steals the ball away. And now we've got 68-66 of the score. And we've got a timeout, Hastings. The inbounds pass was intercepted by Adam Vogt, and he drives the half a length of the floor, and he takes it to the hole and scores. And now with 13.7 seconds to play, Hastings calls a timeout. We're down by 2 points. Wow. 13.7 seconds to play. We got a break. It's now Concordia 68, Hastings 66.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So unlucky turnover number 13 there for Hastings College. They inbounded the ball on the near sideline, and Adam Vogt steps right in front of the pass and takes it the distance and scores. And now Concordia's got a 68-66 lead over Hastings with 13.7 seconds to play. The Broncos have led this baby most of the ball game here tonight. They've led the entire second half until this point. The last lead for Concordia in this ball game was way back in the first half when Concordia had a 21-19 lead over Hastings with just over 7 minutes to play. But Concordia makes the play here at the end, and now they've got a 68-66 lead over Hastings. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Lohman gets it into Tobin Reinwald. Now back to Lohman. He runs up the floor across the 10-second line. Lohman drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. He's good, and he's fouled. Brady Lohman takes the ball to the hole and scores, and he is fouled in a play with 6.8 seconds to play. Brady Lohman gets the field goal to go down for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play. He'll go to the free throw line. That is the conference's best free throw shooter at 96%, and he will go to the free throw line to try to give Hastings the lead. And now we're tied up at 68 points apiece. Brady Lohman goes the length of the floor and scores for Hastings. And now a guy who has missed only two free throws all season long, Brady Lohman goes to the line here for Hastings to try to give the Broncos the lead. 68-68 is the score. Lohman to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings with a lead, and now a timeout, Broncos. Brady Lohman drives the length of the floor and scores and gets a three-point play. The personal foul whistled on the Concordia there. And now we got a Hastings timeout. Let's take a break with the score. Hastings 69, Concordia 68.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by
the KHAS. At Hertz, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best products and personal service. All this and much more.
Drug Store. All right, 69-68. 69-68 with 6.8 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Concordia will play things in. Here in backcourt, Tyler Bird will inbound the ball for Concordia. Bird looking. He gets it into Haywood. Back to Bird. Here he comes across the 10-second line with 4 seconds to play. Loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. It is picked up here. A shot by Vogt is no good. Hastings wins the ball game. The ball tipped away. Vogt had a chance at it there. The ball was deflected, and Hastings wins the ball game. The Broncos win it by the score of 69-68 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Brady Lohman, the hero here tonight, drives the length of the floor and scores with 6 seconds to play in the ball game and gets a free throw in addition to that. And Hastings wins over the Concordia Bulldogs tonight by the score of 69-68. So the Broncos even up their record at 10 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are now 4-6. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Concordia drops to 8-9 in the season. They're also 4-6 in conference play. Well, of a ball game here tonight. Hastings College hangs on for the victory. They beat Concordia here on their home floor, winning by the score of 69-68. Back with a recap after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beaman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beaman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beaman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beaman's today at 402-462-2311.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
AS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it tonight by the score of 69-68 over Concordia in men's basketball. Brady Lohman scoring with 6 seconds to play in the ballgame, scoring a field goal, hitting a free throw as he was fouled into play. A three-point play by Brady Lohman. And then in the last second, shot there by Concordia would not go at the buzzer. And the Hastings College Broncos win it tonight by a score of 69-68. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings tonight, they got 15 points from Tobin Reinwald, 11 for Brady Lohman, including the game winner here tonight, 10 points for Jake Marvin. The other scorers for Hastings, Nate Olson had 5, Alex Thayer had 5 points, 4 points for Brent Wells tonight, 4 for Charles Ferguson, 3 for Dane Bacon. Hastings unofficially 16 out of 19 from the free throw line. They had 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Concordia was led tonight by Porter Bertel. He had 20 points. Bo Smith had 14. Tyler Bird had 12. The other scorers, Barrett Braun had 9. 6 points for Joel Haywood. 5 for Adam Vogt. And 2 points for Brent Halchin. Concordia hitting 15 out of 16 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. But a whale of a contest, Hastings College picking up a much-needed win. The Broncos have now won 2 games in a row. Hastings now 10-10 on the season. They are 4-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia drops to 8-9 overall. They're also 4-6 in conference play. Brady Lohman, the hero in the ball game tonight, scoring with 6 seconds to play. A field goal and a free throw, and Hastings able to hold off Concordia at the end as they beat the Dogs by the score of 69-68. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it tonight by the score of 69-68. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Of course, in the opener, it was Concordia beating Hastings by the score of 59-47. Couple of girls in double figures for Hastings in that ball game. Alicia Stadler, 14 points, 10 rebounds in the ball game. And again, for the second straight game, Kaylee Raggeth came off of the bench to hit for 14 points tonight as well for Hastings College, the team leaders in the ball game in the first contest. For the Hastings College men, the Broncos picking up a 69-68 victory here tonight. They had four guys in double figures tonight, led by Tobin Reinwald's 15 points. Brady Lohman had 11, including the game winner with 6 seconds to play. You had a Jake Marvin score 10 points, and Dylan Flynn came off of the bench to score 10. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, the Hastings College women's basketball team will go with Kaylee Raggeth off the bench again for the Broncos as she scores 14 points. Had a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, 5 out of 12 from the field, 2 out of 5 from three-point territory. Also was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulled down 5 rebounds in the contest, scores the 14 points, had 1 assist in 19 minutes of playing time here this evening for head coach Jeff Dittman. So Kaylee Raggeth is going to be our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. And for the Hastings College guys, hey, anytime you can knock down the game-winning shot and score in double figures, you're our hero here tonight. It's going to be Brady Lohman again, 4 out of 9 from the field, 0 out of 2 from three-point territory, but hit 3 out of 3 from the free-throw line, including the game winner at the end. Had 5 rebounds in the contest, scores the 11 points, had 1 assist and 1 steal, and he played 32 minutes out of the 40 here tonight for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. The Broncos with a win here in the nightcap by the score of 69-68 over Concordia. Hastings College women losing to the Dogs by the score of 59-47. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
And we're back at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College winning it tonight by the score of 69-68 over Concordia. And instead of talking with the coach, we'll talk to the guy who is the main culprit here. It was Brady Lohman who got the game winner for Hastings with 6 seconds to play in the ball game to propel Hastings to the win tonight. Brady, a whale of a ball game here tonight. You guys fought till the bitter end, huh?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a lead there, about 5-7 points, and kind of gave it up, but we kept fighting through and came out on the right end.
Talk about the last few seconds of the ball game. First of all, the shot we gave up here with about 17 seconds to play. You guys had the ball inbounded here on the near sideline and threw an interception there. What were you trying to do there?
Yeah, that was me and Alex there needed to have a little better communication there and just not give them the ball in that situation. But as they went down and got it, we were able to draw something up and it came out positive for our side.
Yeah, they went down and actually took the lead over Hastings, and then you guys had a timeout with 6 seconds to play. You called the timeout. What were you talking about there, and were you the choice coming back the other way?
Yeah, actually, it was the same play as we had drawn up when I threw the pick. Just get a flat ball screen, try to get to the rim, get a foul, or get a shooter an open shot, and so we just stuck with that, and it worked.
So you called the same play the same time around, both times, huh?
Yeah, just happened to work out a little better the second time. I was able to get the ball in a full court situation, get a little head of steam going down there.
And you got in there, and you were fouled in a play, and what better guy to send to the free throw line with the game on the line? What is it about free throws? You've missed only two so far all this year.
I don't know. Ever since about after my junior year of high school, I didn't really do anything different, just shot free throws in workouts and in the summer. And senior year, I had a really good year from the line, and then last year and this year, I've just kind of kept it going.
Yeah, he's 51 out of 53 coming in, so now he's, 54 out of 57, 54 out of 56 coming into the ball game after this ball game tonight. He hits the game winner with 6 seconds to play. They had one final opportunity to get the ball back down the floor. You guys, again, calling the timeout. What did you guys talk about in that final possession?
We needed them to catch the ball going away from their hoop, and we definitely couldn't foul, and we were able to get a couple hands on the ball, and then they came up with it, and Marv had a good block there at the end to seal it.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight, 69-68. Jake Marvin getting the block at the end there as the ball was being kind of swatted around on the right side of the basket. They got her down there, but they could not get a shot away as Hastings College wins it here tonight. And that evens up the record now back to 10-10. And that's going to feel good just mentally getting back to 10-10, huh?
Yeah. Coach has been talking lately about getting one game, then winning another, and kind of stringing some together. And we haven't been able to do that other than maybe one or two games this year. So hopefully we can string 3, 4, 5 games together.
What was the key in this ball game tonight? Why'd you guys win this thing?
I think we played really good defense for the majority of it. We had some breakdowns, but we fought through it. And I thought we attacked really well on offense. Really tried to get to the hoop, and that freed up Brett Wells, Jake Marvin, a bunch of our big guys to get offensive rebounds.
You had a 35-31 rebounding advantage in the ball game, including 12-6 on the offensive end. I know Coach was stressing that coming into the ball game. Offensive boards, just one of the better rebounding teams, especially on the offensive glass in the conference.
Yeah, usually we're on the bad end of that, and we're giving up 12, 13, 14 offensive rebounds. So that was good that we got that switched around in our favor, and that really helps us getting second chance points and trying to get to the free throw line.
Hastings also got 60 shots away tonight compared to only 53 for Concordia, and we've been on the losing end of that statistic most of the past couple of weeks as well. So you guys turning things around and got to back-to-back wins now, and you head to Dakota Wesleyan coming up this weekend, who's giving Northwestern all they want in their contest tonight. So you guys just taking things one game at a time now and trying to right the ship, huh?
Yeah, we beat Dakota Wesleyan earlier in the year, but right now that doesn't mean anything. We got to go on the road. We're going to have to play a good game, and hopefully we can get a win up there.
I want to talk to you one thing about trying to defend Porter Bertel, the big guy inside. You guys had your hands full in there tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a big guy. We had a double called when he got the ball, and for the majority of the night we were able to get that and rotate out of that pretty well, so that helped.
Got him with 4 personal fouls, and he kind of had to play careful out there for the final couple of minutes of the ball game. But I guess that was a part of the game, huh?
Yeah, I think he had 2 at halftime, and coach said we need to keep attacking, trying to get his third, and then he got it, I think, right away.
Yep.
And then we eventually got the 4th one on him, which just helped us out because he had to be a little less aggressive.
So a win over Concordia and a big one here tonight. You guys back in, I guess, the conference tournament run here as we try to get to scratch our way back into the field. And winning back-to-back games doesn't hurt, does it?
No. That was one of our goals, just somehow, some way make the conference tournament. So if we can keep it going, I think we got a good shot.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend. Brady Lohman again as our player of the game here for Hastings College. We'll take our break. We'll come back right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, before we get out of here tonight, we'll talk with the assistant coaches for Hastings College. Drake Baronic is going to make his debut here on the Bronco broadcast. Drake, thanks for joining us, and good job with the ball game here tonight.
Tell you what, that was a pretty crazy finish there, Mike. And, you know, we came out on the right side of that one, and, you know, we've got to credit our guys for being resistant there. And, you know, they've had a pretty good look coming back after Christmas. And our coaching staff has been talking, and, you know, we feel like we might be able to put a couple runs together here. And, you know, it's pretty evident tonight because that play there where Brady threw it to the other guy and he made a layup, that's probably one where early on in the season we probably would have folded, everybody would have hung their head. But, you know, regrouping and everybody was like, we got to keep fighting. And Brady made a heck of a play and, you know, it turned out pretty good for us.
That one was not drawn off one of your chalkboards, was it?
Hey, man, they're all drawn up off mine somewhere, buddy. No, but Coach Creech had that one. You know, we were kind of calling the same play as the time before where we got it stolen from us. We were just going to run a flat ball screen type situation, try to get shooters in the corner. And, you know, when they're in the bonus like that, they can't foul you. So we're going to try to get all the way to the rim. If they stop us, don't foul us and pitch it out for a three. We feel like we got good enough shooters to knock that baby in. And Charles Ferguson's done that once already this year. So, you know, we're looking for a little bit more magic, and we got it. So
Brady Lohman standing at the free throw line with the score tied. Good guy to be there, isn't it?
Yeah, we weren't even paying attention to the free throw. We were already getting ready to do what we were going to do on the inbounds play there and make sure that they caught it going towards our basket, away from theirs, and try to burn a little more clock that way. And then, you know, guys just hustling back and not giving up on a play and getting a back tip there in that situation. That's just guys making big-time plays. That's something you can't coach. And, you know, slowly but surely, our guys are starting to figure some of that stuff out, and that's when it really becomes fun for our group of guys.
You had a big run at about the mid portion of this ball game. In fact, a 22-4 run. You were down by 7 points at 19-12 early in the ball game, and
right.
Went on a 22-4 run to go out on top, 34-23 there in the first half.
Right.
You guys really got it going. What was the difference there?
You know, we just really had it clicking. Offensively, defensively, we had the floor spread pretty well. You know, early on in the year, I think we had too many guys trying to cut on top of our guys instead of staying spaced. That way their defender had to make a choice. Otherwise, we'd take the choice from the defender, and they'd just continue to guard too. And, you know, we got some decent pitches there, got to the rim a couple times, and we were rotating out of our double pretty well. And, you know, guys just making plays. And that's something that probably hasn't been happening in the first semester. You know, sometimes you just got to make a basketball play. You can't coach everything. And slowly but surely, like I said before, our guys are kind of trying to figure out those nuances that there are to the game, the kind of clever plays that you can make in order to help us win a ball game.
12-6 on the offensive glass. How important was that for you?
Huge. And we've been stressing it out all year long. You know, you got to win the rebound battle, but more importantly, you got to win the offensive rebound battle. Gives you more possessions, or what we would call possessions. And, you know, you just increase your chance of winning. And then it gets everybody's motor ticking and everybody starts playing harder. And, Tobin had a great three-pointer off of the offensive rebound kick out. And that's the kind of things that happen. Those are backbreakers right there. Those are ones that they should have back. And you got to make sure you make those plays in big games like these.
Dylan Flynn off of the bench, 10 points, and he grabs five rebounds in the ball game tonight. A huge contribution tonight.
You know, he's been pretty good all year long. You know, he's kind of instant production. He comes in and gets buckets quickly and grabs some rebounds and makes some good plays. You know, a couple times there he tried staying in on a charge, didn't get the call, but, you know, we almost got Porter his fourth foul with about 15, 12 minutes to go, and that would have been huge. And it's plays like those that are going to win us ball games in this second semester. You know, getting their best player into foul trouble and then being the one that gets him his fifth foul and taking a charge and the little things about the game that we're lacking right now. You know, we got some great players, but once they start figuring out more of the little things that it takes to win games, we'll really get her steamrolled into this second semester here.
So now you go back-to-back for the first time in a long time, back-to-back wins with the win the other day against Mount Marty, one here tonight against Concordia. Now going on the road to a very winnable game up at Dakota Wesleyan, but that will be a tough one on Sunday.
Right. You know, I've never been to the Corn Palace, I guess, but, you know, I've heard about
it. Oh, you don't know what you're missing, my man.
I'm excited to get up there, man. I tell you what, some of the places we've been to, you can only dream about, I tell you.
You'll love the Corn Palace, my man.
That's good, man. I'm excited to go up there, and especially with two wins under our belt, you know, it gets a little bit more exciting, and I'm ready to get up there. I like going on these road trips, man.
We'll see you this weekend.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. Right. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Drake Baranek, the assistant coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos win it tonight 69-68 over Concordia. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, the number 7-ranked team in Class C1, battling 2nd-ranked Minden at the Chapman Gymnasium. On the air with the pregame show at 5:30. Tip-off will be at 5:45, and immediately following that ball game, we'll head to the Tiger Gym as the Hastings High Tigers will take on the Minden Boys. That ball game's slated to get underway at 7:30, and we'll have both games tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, again beginning with the pregame show at about 5:30 tomorrow night. Hastings College women losing the first ball game tonight, 59-47 to Concordia. The guys coming back and beating the Dogs in this nightcap. Last-second deal there from Brady Lohman, getting the field goal and the free throw, and then getting a block on the other end of the floor from Jake Marvin to seal her up as Hastings knocks off Concordia 69-68. That'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Hastings Link to the local information you need.